Below is the text of a leaflet by Socialist Party members in the UK given out on the morning of the 13th of March. UK strike forces concession from employers, but not enough. Demand the right to vote to reject the offer, keep the action on. Questions we need answering. Why did the union leadership issue a joint statement with the employers before today's meeting, and before the members have had a chance to consider the proposals? Why has the union instructed members to read timetable lectures? Why haven't we been given the detail of how much per month will an extra 0.7% contribution rate cost us per month? Why haven't we been told how much we will lose by the decrease in accrual rate? Why is the union agreeing to a review that accepts the outcome must include the CDC scheme being used instead of defined benefit? The employers offering to take their initial proposal off the table for 3 years is a significant climb down, and is as a direct result of the strike action. But before we decide if it is enough to call off the action, we need the full details as to what it exactly means for members. No agreement without members say so. Given that there was a planned national representatives meeting taking place today, why did our leadership issue a joint statement with employers effectively supporting the proposals before any discussion with the members? Why have we been issued with an instruction to read timetable lectures? This was a mistake, and it risks demobilizing members and losing the momentum we have built up with the strike so far. There is talk that the leadership will put the offer to an online vote. This must be rejected, and instead there must be local meetings where the offer can be fully debated and voted on. The 3-year review should be with no preconditions and with union oversight. Whilst UK members might agree to an independent review, as long as the union has equal oversight, this should be done with no preset conditions or outcome. Unfortunately, the employers are proposing, in advance of the review, that we must end up having to accept the CDC scheme. This is not acceptable. How much will the increase in contribution rate by 0.7% cost us? Before deciding why, and if any concession should be given to the employer, members have a right to know how much it will cost them. We need the employer to give a breakdown on each pay point of how much more they would have to pay. Given that members have had little or no pay rises for years, any further pay cut will hit members hard. What will the change in accrual really mean in lost pension? Part of the proposed transitional offer is to reduce the accrual rate to 1/85. What does that mean in real money for members? How much pension will members lose with this change on each pay point? We need this information before we can decide that any proposal is acceptable. This offer should be rejected. UK are raising the issue of the deficit, but we should demand that the government underwrites the scheme. The planned strike action should be continued and escalated, linking up with fellow university unions and students and our UK members in FAIR who are taking action on pay. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 13th of March 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.